Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host. This is your man of God. This is your brother, Ron. How are you guys doing on today? Today is Thursday, February 20th, 2025. Woo, 2 months down of the new year. Man. I'm excited. This message today is going to be around Things hoped for. Man. Hope. Wow. You know, let me get this flowing. I'm going to play these pianos to set the atmosphere in here. There we go. Hallelujah. Jireh, you are now. Hey, hallelujah. So, what is hope? Right? Because hope is such an essential element of the Christian faith, right? It's not just a feeling, right? But it's a confidence. A confidence or a confident expectation grounded in God's promises. Hallelujah. Now, today we're just going to explore a bit, right, on hope and hope in the Lord and hope in the promises of God. Because, you know, life, sometimes it can make you feel hopeless. So, but I will get into that. I want to kind of travel with you guys this morning. I want to travel with you guys. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. So, hope, right? Biblical hope is different from worldly hope. Because there's a difference. There's a clear distinction, you know. It's not a wishful thinking, but a confident assurance in God's faithfulness and love. Hebrews 11:1 states that, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Faith and hope are intertwined. Our faith fuels our hope. And our hope reinforces our faith. Go back. Hallelujah. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing good. I hope I'm not moving too fast this morning. You know, my spirit is recharged. I'm feeling so good right now, and I'm in his presence, and he's present here with us. But let's continue. God's promises of hope. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God declares his intention for us to give us hope and a future. And this is a reminder that no matter the current circumstances, I want to stop there for a minute. No matter the current circumstances, guys, listen. Your circumstance right now has no weight on what God promised you. So your valley, your pit, isn't the promised land, but you are definitely there and going there. He's bringing you to that place. Your pit is just a pit stop. excuse me, your valley is just a bathroom break. Hallelujah. You know how those long road trips be? You know, you got to stop. You got to stop. Use the bathroom. Get refreshments, you know. And some of those pit stops or some of those gas stations you stop at in the middle of nowhere, they be a little sketchy. Hallelujah. But Jeremiah 29:11, you know, God declares his intention for us to give us hope and a future. This is a reminder that no matter the current circumstances, God has a plan that leads to a hopeful outcome. Hallelujah. Lamentations 3:21-23, right? Despite our struggles, we can call to mind that God's mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Every morning, it is a new mercy. Hallelujah. Isn't our Father great? You know, I just think about all of the circumstances that have been pressing and just not the best. You know, he's brought me through his mercy each day. A new day. It's like my cup is filled. It's running over. You know, but in those times, man, I tell you, I never lost hope. I remembered his promises. I remembered the type of Father we serve. The type of Father we have. The one who gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. For you and me. Oh, Jesus. Help me get through this, Holy Spirit. Because I'm getting emotional now, you know. Just thinking about how far he's brought me in. You know, not losing hope. Hallelujah. And especially right now in a time such as this, you know, a lot of you, come on, man, it's a lot going on right now. You know, planes falling out the sky, you know, a lot of loss and family, people are losing family members. You know, we're going through such a, just in the political sense, it's a lot of uncertainty. And a lot of you think that it's bad what's happening politically right now, man. But it's a new, fresh, it's something that I know the Lord, well, we know he's in control. Put your trust in him. And I trust that he's with this administration. And I'm not going to get too much into that because I don't want to, sorry guys, that's an ad. For my I told y'all, man, we run a real production around here. But I want you guys to keep hope and know that everything that's going on right now, keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the only way to the Father. He's your peace. He's your peace. He's your peace. He's your peace. Yeah, I like the Jaira one. I like this one. But keep your eyes on Jesus, right? But Lamentations 3:21-23, despite our struggles, we can call to mind that God's mercies are new every morning. And this gives us assurance that hope is constant and renewed continually in his presence. Hallelujah. The God of hope. He's the source of our hope. Romans 15:13. The God of hope fills us with joy and peace as we trust in him. Our hope is anchored in God, who provides peace and joy amidst life's uncertainties. I'm speaking to that mother who don't know where her next meal is coming from, and she's the provider of her home, the breadwinner in her home, and her kids are looking for her to be strong. And right now in this time, she's like, well, God, I don't know what to do. And that's our Father, Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. So, ma'am, keep your hope. For the brother who is just trying to find his way, and you don't know which way to go, hallelujah, hallelujah, I encourage you to not lose hope. Put your hope in Jesus, because he will never, never, never leave you nor forsake you. 1 Peter 1:3. Our hope is alive because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is a living hope that empowers us to face challenges, knowing that Christ has conquered sin and death. Our hope is alive. Because of him who died on the cross. You know, in our day-to-day, sometimes it gets overwhelming, right? And, you know, I always go back to, you know, when I was a kid, we used to have these bracelets everywhere. What would Jesus do? And I mentioned this before, but I always go back to that. Not just what would Jesus do, but what has Jesus done for you? What did he go through? What did he endure on the way to the cross? Hallelujah. That was for you and me. So when, you know, things get, and you know, I want to be very, very, very clear. I'm not minimizing your pit, your valley, your circumstances. I'm not, that's not what I'm doing. I'm saying he's endured it all. So one that has endured it all, the one who died and then rose again, who is resurrected with all power in his hand, that's who you put your hope in. That's who you go to when you don't know where to go. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Psalm 39:7. David expresses hope in the Lord, indicating that our focus should be on God rather than our problems. Talk about it. This requires us to redirect our thoughts and trust. You know, some of us, man, we make our problems bigger than God. We make our problems bigger than God. Wow. That is, just hearing that after I said it, it's making me think back on times when I made my problems, you know, my problems, my pain, my hurt, my trauma. I made it bigger than him. Wow, that's deep. So let me put us through some practical steps to take, right? Prayer. Regular communication with God strengthens our hope. You know, sometimes when I'm just at night, you know, I just put down the phone. I get in his word. And then I close the Bible and I just sit there and I just begin to express and communicate with him. I begin to cry out to him about the things that trouble me. And yes, he knows. He knows what you're going through, right? But you know when your mom and your dad know you had a rough day? They know. They see. But until you go to them about it, they won't do anything about it. Because some of the stuff, you know, they let us work through, you know, to see if we're going to, you know, to see how strong we are, to see if we're going to, you know, work it out ourselves, you know. But they know. He knows what you're going through. He just wants you to reverence him. He wants you to speak to him. He wants you to come to him, right? Come to him. And then, you know, engaging in his word, man. I've found myself sometimes just meditating on his word, and he beginning to speak to me through his word. You know, I was in 2 Kings last night, and man, Elisha was, I was just being spoken to through certain points of that story. You know, and sometimes, you know, we forget that nothing's new, right? Nothing's new. God doesn't change. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. So what Elisha, what Joseph, what Esther, what Mary, what they all experienced and went through, and what he used them for, and how he brought them through. He'll do the same for you. Hallelujah. The impact of hope is, hope brings joy and peace, which leads to a transformed life. Excuse me. Reflecting Christ's love. So, our hope in the Lord can be a powerful testimony to others, drawing them to seek the same hope we have. It's always your testimony. Your testimony is a witness to what the Lord has done in your life. So, hope in the Lord is an anchor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope in the Lord is an anchor for our souls. It empowers us to navigate life's challenges with confidence, rooted in the unwavering promises of God. As we trust in Him, our hope grows, nurturing our faith and affecting those around us. So, brothers and sisters, let us hold firmly to this hope and share it with others, reminding ourselves that our future is bright in the presence of our faithful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, it's about that time. I'm going to pray us out. I'm going to pray us out. And then you too can go out today and share your hope. Witness to others. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging your goodness and faithfulness. Thank you for the promises in your word that remind us of the hope we have in you. We are encouraged by Jeremiah 29:11, knowing that you have plans for us, plans to prosper us and give us a hopeful future. Lord, in times of uncertainty and struggle, help us to turn our focus to you, like David in Psalm 39:7. May we find our hope anchored in your love and compassion. Fill us with the joy and peace that comes from trusting in you, as we read in Romans 15:13. We thank you for the living hope we have through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may this hope empower us daily, renewing our spirits and guiding our steps. Strengthen our faith so that we can share this hope with others and be a light in the darkness. Help us to engage in prayer, read your word, and surround ourselves with fellow believers who uplift and encourage us. May our lives reflect the hope we possess, drawing others to seek you and experience your love. We trust in your perfect timing and continue to hold fast to the hope we find in you. May your mercies be our source of strength and assurance as we navigate each day. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I hope that this message reaches who it needs to reach. I love you guys. I love you guys so much. Thanks for supporting. We've been getting a lot of attention in the UK, so I want to shout out to you guys. Definitely here in America. I just want to love you guys and continue to grow and go through this process with you all. So I love you guys. I love you guys. But remember, Jesus loves you more. Have a blessed day. Be a blessing. And share and witness the hope that the Lord has done for you. I'll speak to you guys in the next episode. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God, Ron. Shalom.